The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. More talk, local talk shows than you can shake a stick at, maybe more than any other in California. How about that? And a talk radio station. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 7:06 in the morning, and if it's Thursday, it must be Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thursday morning. Love Thursday mornings.
Hey, I'm missing the Shrek earphones. Bad bomb.
The Shrek earphones.
Yeah, we can hear you pulling those things out. They're just, you know, they're... Bad Bob has these. Well, look at them. They're Shrek colored. They are
Shrek colored. They're bright, bright, bright green.
Either that or you belong to the Boggles motorcycle gang. One of those two.
Wow.
Well, anyway. Okay.
Do they hear better?
They are. They're really good. So, hey, let's start off today with our friends from Wells Fargo, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Markets are mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 9 at 16,896. The S&P 500 is up fractionally at 1957, and the NASDAQ is down 5 at 4357. Active stocks today include BlackBerry Limited up $1 at $9.29, and Rite Aid down 14 cents at $7.30. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 3 cents at $22.90, and North Valley Bank is down 3 cents at $21.39. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.39%. And in commodities, crude oil is down 8 cents at $105.49. Gold is up $22.50 at $1,295.10. And silver is up 43 cents at $20.21. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Well, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here. Kathy and Josh and Chris and Susan, Steve and all the rest are going to be able to help you find your way through this morass of what's happening on Wall Street and investments. They can lead you to the holy grail of financial freedom. Right there out of – it's true. It's true. They can do this. I've seen them do it. I've watched them. They've given me great advice. All the people down at Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call, 243-7561. 243-7561, because I tell you what, you need somebody that's going to be talking to you now, because I have a feeling the economy over the next 2 years is going to be plenty rocky, starting with the cost of oil and working its way through. All right.
67 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 97 today. Low 63. Winds are kind of going away. It's going to be in the high 90s throughout the weekend. Good weekend coming up. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veterans discounts. Phone number 365-3793.
Okay. Good morning, Trish. Linda, I think Enjoy Magazine has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. So this is kind of Linda's day to, when I left, she was puttering. You know how women putter?
I like to putter.
I think, though, as I was walking out the door, I saw her heading with the dog someplace. I'm not sure where they're going. She gets up early and heads out to places.
Good,
you know,
good.
Like the dog park, so the dog can run
around.
You know,
it's good to just do
it's kind of nice outside.
Whatever today, and it's beautiful outside.
Good morning to Angel in our chat room and many others. That'll be
you know, as long as it can stay in the 90s in Shasta County and in Reading, that's very doable and very nice weather.
Where do you want to start today? We have Sam Paredes at Gun Owners California. I had
lots of things happening in the news locally and every place around here. I'm sure we can find many things to talk about.
Yesterday, I went into this thing yesterday about Dolores Lucero.
Okay.
Dolores Lucero, who was going on trial, and I said, you know, frankly, should Dolores Lucero really be going on trial? Should we be spending this money on this woman who is obviously disturbed? I mean, I think she is disturbed in many ways. I mean, it, not to the point where, you know, you have to take care of her or anything like this. There is obviously anybody that's watched or talked or listened to her realizes there's something going on here. So what I said was, why doesn't the judge take a look at her and just and say, look, I want you to be seen by a professional. I want to hear what that professional says about you. And then we can either decide to go on with the court, the trial, or not go on the trial, and we'll just hold this in abeyance and, you know, till you're finished being treated, and we'll just let this thing, you know, work its way out.
That should have happened 2 years ago if that's the course we're going to take.
Well, they should have done that. But now we're getting ready to go into trial. We're getting all this money's being spent. And the most she's going to get in jail, if found guilty, the most she's going to get in jail is 3 years. Now, are they going to put her in jail for 3 years? No. Why would they put her in jail? Is she a danger to the community at all? She is a nuisance, but she's got problems. So anyway, I was talking about this yesterday. Well, Dolores calls in. Said that she's got new, you know, and I said, okay, Dolores. And then today,
a gag order
was issued by the judge. Kara Beatty says that the judge presiding over the trial, the former blah, 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 imposed a gag order today that prohibits attorneys Lucero and others involved from talking about the case.
Especially on the air. But I'm just going to take a little bit of course.
Well, you know, if she wants to call in, she's got that right. I mean, this is if she wants to go against the judge. But
well, but take a little bit different course. I concur that we're spending a lot of time and effort on this
and
issue.
And money.
But
in a jail that has no room.
Okay. Is it a jail offense? I don't think so. Should she, in fact, be reprimanded in some manner for the allegations and accusations that she has made against good, law-abiding citizens? She made false accusations. She filed false paperwork. Should she just go scot-free because she's a little off-center?
No, I didn't say that. I just said, is it this the time to bring her to trial? If there's there's a guy that stands up in front of the city council every week and reads something, and you can say what he's reading isn't true. Should he go to jail for that? Should he be taken to trial for that? At what point when she says these people did this thing and she was?
But she filed papers with the court.
She filed against them.
Yes. Then that's different than making accusations.
Okay. You're right.
There's free speech.
Filing a false official report.
False official police report.
Yeah.
All right. So, but let's, before we go to court and take all this time and all these jurors and all this, why don't you have a professional look at her and say, yeah, she knows what she's doing and this, you know, and blah, blah, you know, she knows what she's doing. She understood this when she was doing it. And that's one thing. Maybe they have already. I don't know. Maybe they have. But, and then at the end of this, okay, so what are they going to do? They're going to slap a felony on her that she lied, is that even a felony? A false official police report?
So what you're saying is a competency should be established
before this goes forward.
Before
you even go into this.
But that should have happened 2 years ago.
It should have happened 2 years ago, but it didn't. I'm saying is that you've got this person going into court, going to trial, and then if she's found guilty. This isn't a Russell Hunt.
It's a perfect
this
example.
This isn't a Russell Hunt who was, you know, quote, stalking. I mean, not quote, but was found guilty of stalking. That's different. She didn't stalk people. She's accused of making false official reports.
She is. But it has to do with the way our court system is set up. Perhaps that's what we need to take a look at is the streamlining process for determining what is an accurate, good case to bring before the courts and what isn't. And maybe we need to put something in the front of the system up front that separates all that out before we go through the entire process for 2 or 3 years. And then all of a sudden, when we get right down to having the court trial, back up and start over, have another delay? I don't think so.
Well, the point is she's still innocent.
Until she's proven guilty.
Until proven guilty.
So let's get on with it and get done with it.
At the end of it, what happens? Okay, let's say they just do find her
guilty. She'll get probation.
I would hope so.
Well, I mean, they're not going to throw her in jail. I mean, there's no room in the jail for that kind of a person.
If they don't put people in jail for robbing your house,
or building bombs.
Huh? Or building bombs or having 1,100 marijuana plants.
They're not going to put her in jail. But I know we need to streamline the whole process. But I don't think that people should be able to just do whatever because they're a little strange.
I don't agree with that. But if that's the case, then I wouldn't be having this real problem with transients and homeless around here because they're a little strange. No, you're right. They should be held responsible. But I think this thing should have been handled 2 years ago.
Way back. This was too many delays.
How much money has this trial cost us?
A bunch.
Funny you mention transients. When I come to work in the mornings, I come via the cutoff to the post office to come over to Shasta Street.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
And I was like dodging 10 people who were just randomly crossing the street without looking.
They must wake them up at a certain point and move them away from someplace. That's the only thing I can figure because I see them doing that too. All of a sudden, there's a whole bunch of them. So they're sleeping someplace. Somebody's rousted them out at 6 o'clock or 6:30 in the morning, and off they go.
It's like Death Race 2000. You know.
This portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get great deals, get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Of course, Espresso Joe's with great coffees. Not only hot drinks, but cold drinks, all types of brewing machines. Walk next door, e-cigarettes is the rage right now, and they have all different types of the e-cigs, different flavors, all of it, plus the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joel and Shelley have provided so much support for this community from Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back. Trish Clark and myself, and we're getting into it over do you think that they issued a gag order because she was on the show?
Entirely possible.
Whoa. Well, thanks, Steve Carlton, for listening to us. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palos Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We're rocking today. How you doing there, Trish?
I'm doing great. It's 67 degrees and warming up in downtown Reading.
97. Hey, I tell you what, now is a good time to walk down to Orchard Nutrition. Walk into the store there where absolutely you feel healthier as soon as you walk in. Greatest selection of natural foods and supplements throughout the North State. In-store deli. Raw foods, organic foods, classes in the evenings on diet and health. All of this in Orchard Nutrition located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. If you haven't been down there lately, you need to go down there. In-store deli.
And great food.
Great sandwiches. Oh. Yeah, Orchard Nutrition. That's your center for a healthy lifestyle. All right. Let's get into the Redskins. The Washington Redskins. Now, this team has had the name the Redskins for, what, decades and decades? What, maybe even close to a century?
It's been close to a century.
Yeah. So, every so often it comes up, oh, this is denigrating the Indians. Well, the Indians don't feel like that. Well, the Indians actually don't.
And that should be a compliment to have something named after
you. Well, they have the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, what about those Viking guys? Anyway, the Packers. We won't even get into that one. The Redskins, there is a tribe now that because, you know, that through the, and they're being funded from someplace, that says, oh, this is denigrating to the Native Americans. Well, this is a privately owned team. It's not like he's calling them, you know, bad words. I mean, Redskins. And the fact is that you've got
your liberal causes, but most everybody just leave it alone. It's a private club.
Well, we've been through it several times before.
Well, yesterday, the United States Patent and Copyright Office, Trademark Office, said that the Redskins
trademark was
denigrating and pulled the protection off of 9 of their copyrights. Now, they can, on a 2-to-1 vote. Now, they're appealing this thing. But here is the government stepping in to a fight, stepping in on an individual business who nothing's been proven in court and nothing's been said. It's because some people have complained. So they're going to pull their trademark protection, which means anybody, which is worth millions and millions of dollars, which means anybody can make that now.
It's outright theft of personal property.
That's right, because they don't like the name. So this is what the Obama government is doing.
Call it like it is.
It is. The Obama government, through orders from Obama, and if it's not from Obama, it's somebody close to him, and we're going to get into more things that Mr. Obama has done. I'm almost hesitant to call him President Obama anymore.
Well, I think
he is president and he is commander in chief, and I have the respect for the office. I have tremendous respect for the office of the president and commander in chief. But my God, going after an individual business because you don't like the name, Harry Reid doesn't like the name, but has not caused
When are your rights safe anymore
from this government?
They're not safe from the Obama administration, and I'm glad to hear you say, not try and blame it on some headless person out there in an office.
Not anymore.
It's Obama.
You need
to go right to the heart of it and say, this is what this man is doing. He has a pen, he has a paper, or whatever he said. He's going to do whatever he wants to do.
Interesting point that the Redskins were established in Boston in 1932 as an NFL franchise. The heart of liberalism was the birthplace of the Redskins, which was an outgrowth of another NFL team of the time. But they since moved to Washington, D.C., of course, and have been a very successful franchise.
Exactly. And this has been up for discussion before. This is a private company that has every right to they've gone through the process of getting the patent, getting the trademark, getting it recorded, and now we have Mr. Obama, who's just by the stroke of the pen, come in and said, okay, I'm stealing this from you, no compensation, and no discussion. We're not going to have a trial and decide whether you're guilty or innocent. We're just going to take it. Now, you can go ahead and call yourself the Redskins, but you can't make any money off of it anymore.
You know, okay, and here's the other thing. I'm a bakery. I don't want to do a cake for cowboys. I mean, I don't. I just don't want to make cowboy cakes. I don't care. I don't want cowboy cakes. I don't do cowboy cakes. Wait a minute. You're discriminating against me because I'm a cowboy.
That's right. You have to do it.
And the government gets in and says, no, you have to do it. Why? No, I don't have to do it.
I don't know how to make cowboys.
Why do I have to make a cowboy cake if I don't believe in the cowboy way of life?
Yeah,
I mean, but the government says,
Obama says, then
I'm going to fine you $1,000 a day unless you make cowboy cakes. I can't even make cowboy cakes. Okay, well, I'm not going to make, okay, I'm not going to make any cakes then. And now you put all my people out of business. Well, we don't care. You don't have a choice anymore.
There you go. Well, and you know, that's a bit of an exaggeration.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
We are there, and it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
What I'm saying is this, is if the government can come in on a private business, there's no reason they can't come in on any business and say, we don't like the way you're doing business. I mean, specifically your business or the what you call yourself or the way you advertise.
Exactly.
I mean, and there's certain, I mean, there's already rules and laws out there to protect people. But to individually do it, to single them out, what they're doing is they're showing the power of the government. Hey, this is what we can do. We don't have to take you to court. No, we don't have to, because we might lose that. So what we're going to do is we're going to come at you, in a sneaky way and get you that way.
This administration has absolutely nothing left to worry about. Has no elections that impact Mr. Obama. He's got 2 years to do exactly what he wants to. He's accomplished a great deal in 6 years. You haven't seen anything as to what he's going to accomplish in the next 2 years.
Sharon, you need to call in because what you're saying right now is just absolutely correct. She says, once we open it up to Obamacare, now we're going to be opening up our cupboards, because now they're going to come in and tell you the food you're going to eat, how much you can eat, the calorie count, the vegetables you must have, and all this, because that's all going to be part of this Obamacare thing.
You know, we need to go right back to the beginning of everything that Mr. Obama does. They keep saying that Obamacare passed because blah, blah, blah. We need to go back to the beginning of that and remember that Obamacare actually didn't pass legally. If you will remember, a funding bill must start in the House, must start there. And then it went to the Senate. And if they amend it, it must go back through the process. That's how a legal, constitutionally bound bill goes through the process. Go back and look that up. That didn't happen. They just kind of brought it in and slimmed it through.
Congress can defund it anytime they want.
Well, they can, but it isn't even a legal bill.
But they have not.
But here's my point.
Well, then they must want it.
They won't do anything about it, and that's where we're at. He has not done anything under our Constitution in 6 years. They're not going to change it because we have nobody of those, that select group, Congress, that can actually hold this president accountable for any of the unconstitutional things that he's done, can actually impeach him, take him out of office, make him do anything. We do not have enough people who are willing to do that. Well, people can't do anything about it.
Well, yeah, we can, but we choose not to. We choose not to.
Because we have to vote those people
that's
out.
Right. And you've got to have more than 20%. And and the other thing, too, is, as somebody points out, it's not just Obama. It's any of them that get in there. Once they get this.
Right now it is.
Right now it's Obama. Next time it could be somebody else.
You've got the Republicans in there that could stop him.
But they don't.
The Congress could do it. So they're right.
Are you voting for Doug LaMalfa again?
Did I vote?
Are you voting for Doug LaMalfa when he runs this time? Because he's in there right now.
But you don't. I don't believe. I think I'm voting. I know that. I think you have to be part of the process. Just because they are in there, there's a few that are doing a good job. We, the people, have to start taking a look at the records of the people that are in office, not just arbitrarily, if they're in there, throw them out, throw everybody out, throw the good with the bad. But we, the people, need to get reengaged, look at the people, hold their feet to the fire, know what their record is.
Yes.
You want me to say I'm going to vote for this one or that one? Maybe yes, maybe no. Depends on what his record looked like by the time it's time to vote for it.
And that's true. But what, you know, but the thing about it is this, is if, one, you have to, I guess, and we get down to the very bottom of this, when you get to the base rock, bedrock on this, is you got to get involved. 18% get involved. 18%.
Not even 18%, because you have to, again, once again, look at the fact that of the
eligible voters who are registered.
Eligible voters.
Who are registered. Who are,
but only about 60% of the eligible are registered,
right.
And then only about 18 to 20% of the registered vote. So you're talking.
So you're talking like 10% of the voting of the people in an area make all the decisions.
There you go.
And
if
then
that.
And then people complain about it.
And they don't even know what they're voting on.
No.
Because when you ask them a question, do you want Obamacare or do you want another question? They don't even know the difference. They don't know where Benghazi is. They don't know anything.
Benghazi.
Isn't that the guy that runs the coffee store?
Isn't that a group that was on American Idol?
I think that was the guy that runs a coffee store down the street. Benghazi?
Sounds like time for a break.
I think it's time for a break. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. You know, Leonard and his associates down there have the best selection of estate jewelry that you could possibly find in this whole area. Not only that, but he's got loose stones and gems and a direct conduit in Israel for diamonds. I mean, this guy has got it all. You've got stuff on from Leonard.
I do.
Yeah, you're wearing it right now. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only trained watch repairman in the area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Give him a call, 222-2750. Go on down just to talk to him. You think it's interesting listening to this? Listen to Leonard. We'll be right back after these messages.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Redding, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish Clark.
Good morning.
It is 62 degrees out there, going to go up to 97. It's going to be hot today. Look, ooh, hot, 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 hot,
hot. 97. As long as we keep under 100, we're good.
Well, you know what? This weekend, right down here on the mall down here, in the, what do they call it?
Promenade?
The Promenade. They're going to have the 13th annual City of Reading Energy Fair. And that is a lot of fun. Plus, they have rebates that they're going to be giving people. And they're going to tell you how to, one, save water and save electricity. And they're going to put out teams to your houses, to your areas, to help to show you how to conserve. But all of this, you're going to learn all this, plus amazing things, this Saturday from 8:30 to 12:30, right down here on the Promenade on Market Street. With the REU and all the providers here will be down in this mall telling you how to save money how to save money and how to conserve.
Yeah, and we really need to pay attention to that because it's going to be a long, hot summer.
It really is. And so do yourself a favor. Get there early. They have breakfast sandwiches too. Okay, we've got a lot of people online and we have
Sam Paredes.
Yeah, Sam Paredes, the Gun Owners of California. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Trish, how are you doing this morning?
And we're doing well, Sam.
Good, 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 good.
So, Sam, some decisions made at the Supreme Court level.
Yes, in a recent decision by the United States Supreme Court on a 5-4 decision where Justice Kennedy went with the liberals, the court decided that the letter of the law with regards to what is called straw purchases, it has to be obeyed and violation is a felony. In other words, the court held that we don't have a constitutional right to buy a gun and sell it to somebody or give it to somebody if we want to, that we can only buy it for ourselves, and then later on, if we change our mind or do something, then we can sell it or transfer it to somebody else. But you can't decide to do that before you make that purchase from a dealer. In this case, a law enforcement officer purchased a gun at a dealer discount for an uncle of his in another state, and the fact that he wrote and signed on his 4473, that infamous government federal registration form, that he was purchasing it for himself when in fact he had received a check and had communications with his uncle telling him that he would purchase it for him. He was found guilty.
Well, he falsified a document. But didn't he falsify a document, Sam?
What's that?
He falsified a document.
Well, yeah. And the fact of the matter is we are the law-abiding citizens. We should abide by the law. And if we don't like them, we have to move to change them. We cannot violate them and expect that we're going to be, our cookies are going to be bailed out of the fire by groups that are going to come to our aid. In fact, this officer, we wish that the Supreme Court would have ruled differently on the fact that we have a constitutional right to buy any firearm we want and to sell it or transfer it, as long as we comply with all of the other rules. But the fact that I cannot intentionally buy a gun, Carl, to give you one for your birthday. If my intent on buying a gun to give as a gift to you, that's a violation, that's a felony. And there's something wrong with that. Yes, criminals you know, gangbangers will send their clean girlfriends in to buy a gun with the intent on buying it for a criminal that cannot have the gun, and that is clearly a violation of the law. But the fact of the matter is, criminals can get guns anytime, anywhere, of any kind, almost immediately, and it is us, the law-abiding citizen, that whose rights are abridged by these attempts to supposedly curb crime.
But, Sam, even without this interpretation, it was clearly a violation of the law for the girl to purchase it and then transfer it to a person under any circumstances who is not eligible under the law to have a gun.
That is correct.
As opposed to if I purchased it.
A whole string of crimes in doing that. The crime that this police officer committed was that he wanted to buy a gun at a discount for his uncle.
But he filled out a false paper.
That's correct. No, there's no question about it. That's what the court ruled.
So if we just enforce my point, if I just can make for a minute, is that if we would just follow the laws we already have, we don't need any new laws. Mm-hmm. Both those situations were perfectly covered without any new rulings from the Supreme Court, except that they did say now we can't even do that.
Yeah.
Can I change my mind in a day?
Well, the inequities are this. Had he purchased it, actually, the gun at a discount, to give to his uncle, that would have been okay. But he purchased it for his uncle to buy from him. Had he purchased it and had it transferred directly to his uncle, that would have been okay.
But can he still do that?
No, it's too late. But so
you can still do those things, but for him, he's violated the law. He's committed a felony and will have to pay a price for that. He will probably lose his gun rights for the rest of his life.
Not only his uncle wrote a check to the guy, and on the bottom it was to purchase Glock 17 or something like that. I mean, a paper trail. But you know, you're right. You know, Sam, if I wanted to buy a rifle for my grandson, I could do that and give it to him as a gift.
But if your grandson pays you for it, you can't do that.
I can't do that, but I can do it for him as a gift. You know, it's his birthday. I want him to have a new rifle. I buy it. I transfer it to him. Perfectly legal.
That is the technicality, yes. That is the technical way to be able to do it.
Right.
But if you do it and for some reason, you know, you offer a discount that you have at a special, at your favorite gun dealer, and then they pay you for it, and you conspire to do this ahead of time, before you actually make the transfer, the court said that you have committed a felony.
Well,
so
then I have a big question, Sam. Why hasn't the Attorney General's office that did the Fast and Furious, why haven't they been brought up for trial? Because that's what they were doing. Right?
Oh, Carl, you bring levity to my life. I appreciate you very much. It's because they are what they are and who they are.
Because they are the Justice Department.
The laws don't apply to them. They are special.
Oh, well, okay.
They are elite.
They're special. I like that. They're just Eric Holder and the Justice Department, they're special. Just like the IRS is special. Yes. Anyway,
But the laws don't apply to them all of us. Normal, patriotic, law-abiding, mortal citizens. So,
you were right on this in this one thing, and this is what people have to understand too. Is you know we all there's a law there, but as soon as a gun owner breaks it, it's going to go. They're going to go after them much stronger than say somebody that's not a gun owner. I think that's one of the things that's unfair about the system. But since we know that they're going to hold us to a higher standard, then, you know, we've got to be kind of aware of a lot of this stuff.
Follow the letter of the law.
You're correct.
Yeah.
You're correct. We need to stay on the high moral ground at all times and never deviate because they hold us to a higher standard. They hold us to the standard that we believe everybody should be held to, including them. And they, of course, excuse themselves from that higher standard. But morally, we need to toe the line and do what's right. And if we don't like the laws and rules and regulations that exist, we need to organize and throw the bums out and elect people who will rewrite the laws in order to restore liberty and freedom. And that is our job. That we have an election year this year. Only 18.5% of the people in the state of California voted. The percentage was higher in the northern part of California than it was in the southern part. But the fact of the matter is, those who do participate have an inordinate amount of influence on what happens. And I think that this November is going to give us another opportunity to push back on those gun grabbers down in Sacramento and in Washington, D.C., and to replace them with people who will push for liberty. I mean, look what happened in Virginia with Eric Cantor, replaced by a...
Tea Party guy.
Yeah, Tea Party guy.
Who actually wasn't even supported, clearly, by the Tea Party.
By the Tea Party.
He ran on the Republican platform, and I can't make that case strong enough.
Okay, we got to take a break, but these people are writing in now. We've got a lot of people writing in the chat room. Remember when it was legitimate to say ignorance of the law is not an excuse? No one now can possibly know what laws exist anymore. There are too many of them, and they are so ridiculous. The next comment down, bring back simplicity. Whatever happened to KISS? Bring back the KISS.
Keep it simple, stupid.
We'll be right back.
Simple,
yeah, well, I've got that part down. But hey, Carl Bott and Trish Clark, we have Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. We'll be right back.
End of the spring, and here she comes back.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Hey, honey, our spa was delivered today. Want to hop in?
Wait, a spa?
Yeah, they made it easy. Shasta Spas and Barbecues offer maintenance, chemicals, covers, and parts. All made in America.
I love that. Hey, do they offer veteran and senior discounts?
Yep. Now can we go in the spa?
I'm in. Oh, where'd the gazebo come from?
I was on a roll. Tomorrow we can go back and get a fire table. Shasta Spas and Barbecues, 1872 Buenaventura, just a half a mile west of Highway 273. Call 241-3100 or go online to ShastaSpasAndBarbecues.com.
As you know, I love sharing the great letters we get, like this one. Lori and Bruce Burton came up from Chico and purchased a 2014 Honda Accord. And Lori writes,
from the moment we got to Crown, we knew we were in good hands. All our questions were answered, even some we hadn't thought of. Crown made car buying enjoyable.
I love hearing from happy customers. We have a great team here at Crown, so come in today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tay Van Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tay Van Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
And coming, not the car washing signs.
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. On the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Enjoy. Magazine has got a huge, huge lineup for this 10th anniversary of the Sundial Bridge coming up. Got all those things happening. 7:50 in the morning, 62 degrees, going up to 97 today. 605-4567 is our phone number. And the chat room is open at KCNR1460.com. And you guys are going for it in there, in the chat room. Our guest is Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. And this portion of the show is brought to you appropriately by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Just in there yesterday looking at the new rifle I'm buying to that Sam's having me buy for him because he can't get them down in Sacramento. Hey, Sam, did you send me that check for that rifle yet? Anyway, yeah, just a little bit of humor there. Hey, Bastiani Arms.
That offline.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Bastiani Arms. Ammo, guns, a lot of guns on sale right now. But here's the other thing. He's got a 357 Colt Python, the icon of revolvers, that he's raffling off. Proceeds going to the Military Order of the Purple Heart, our local chapter here of the Military Order of the Purple Heart. Tickets are only 10 bucks, and you can get 12 for $100. Let me tell you something. This is the most – this is probably one of the most beautiful pistols that has ever been conceived, built, and used, the Colt Python. Head on down to 2539 Larkspur, and they're all going to a great, great cause, the Military Order of the Purple Heart. Sam Paredes, somebody said, what was the court ruling, and where the court ruling was by the Supreme Court. Well, Sam, why don't you tell them?
Well, the ruling from the Supreme Court was that a violation of the straw purchase laws is a felony. There's no way around it. You cannot purchase a gun with the intent on selling it to somebody else before you purchase the gun. That is a felony. If you wanted to purchase one to give away, or you decided after you'd purchased one to transfer it and sell it after, you know, considering that you no longer want that gun, that is legal. But if you purchase a firearm with the intent on selling it to somebody else, that's a violation of the law. Whether you're a police officer or law-abiding citizen or anything else, unfortunately, that'll make you a criminal. That's what
a big criminal.
Is.
It's going to make you a felon, not
because
a misdemeanor.
It's a felony.
It's
yes,
a felony.
That's correct. You
okay.
lose your gun rights
that's
for the rest of your life.
Okay.
So what else is going on that
yeah.
we need to watch out for?
Oh my gosh!
Is the ammo question coming back?
Yes, it is. It's hot and heavy in the California State Legislature. Senate Bill 53 by our good buddy Kevin De Leon, who has now been elected as the
Senate Pro Tem.
He's the leader of the Senate. His ammunition purchase permits bill, a bill that will require all of us, all law-abiding citizens, of course it doesn't apply to criminals, but all law-abiding citizens will have to get a license to have permission to buy ammunition. So they will be treating us, in essence, like registered sex offenders.
Oh,
we will have to file an application. We'll have to do have fingerprints and background check, and then they will issue you ammunition registered buyer's card that you have to renew every 2 years. And, you know, if you move and stuff, that's a legal document. If you move, you have to have it, you know.
What kind of bureaucracy?
How much is that
going to
cost?
Whoa.
How much is that going to cost?
And we don't know what it's going to cost yet. I'm not certain. And I never, even if it's written down in the bill, I don't put any credence in that until the bill is in its final form, because ultimately what happens is the Department of Justice comes to the legislature and says, hello, McFly, you know what it's going to cost us to implement this program? It's going to cost us $25 or $35 or $50 for each one of these to process it, and we don't have those resources, and there are no resources that we can steal, beg, or borrow to fill that. So typically what the legislature does is they say, okay, well, we're going to put off the implementation of this bill for a year or two until you get your act together and figure out how you're going to pay for doing this and ramp up in order to get the job done. And, of course, DOJ is saddled with the responsibility of doing that once it becomes law. But then, not only that.
Brown vetoed that last time, didn't he?
What's that?
Didn't Brown veto that?
The bill actually died in committee, and there was another version that was making it through the process, and the governor said, no, we're not going to do this because there's a pending court case before the California Supreme Court, and we're going to wait to see what the court case says on AB 962, the original handgun ammunition registration bill that was sponsored and passed by Senator Kevin DeLeon and signed by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. So,
and what did the court decide, or have they?
Yeah. Well, the added thing of this is that every time you buy a box of ammunition, every time you buy a round of ammunition or a bullet that you intend to reload into ammunition, you will have to register that purchase. And that purchase, the dealer will have to register it kind of like he does every time you buy a gun, and report it to the Department of Justice. And the Department of Justice will maintain a database of ammunition, and then they will check that database against the armed prohibited person system, people that are on that list to make sure that criminals aren't buying ammunition.
Okay, Sam, so clearly this is the bill that was before the court to be decided, and they made the decision that you have to do that?
No, this is a bill after the court decided that you can't do that. This is a bill that tries to fix the problems that Kevin DeLeon had in AB 962 before the court, and the court said, no, this is unconstitutional. So what he did is he's taking another bite at the apple and saying, well, I'm trying to fix the constitutionality of it and make it constitutional.
I got a press release from DeLeon's people. And I talked to Claire Conlon, that's her name, and she is very, very effective up there. But it said, I am here to represent Northern California, Southern California, Eastern California, Republicans, Democrats, Independents. I'm here to represent all of them. So I sent her back an email, said, so does this mean Senator DeLeon will appear on our show?
Ooh, good call. I
haven't heard. You might want to push that one forward because I haven't heard back from him. That was been 2 or 3 days.
I'm sure all you're getting is crickets. You know,
and so I'm like, excuse me, to be honest, but to have to answer to the people, what? I mean, people he just said he represented. I mean, I even took it out, copied it, pasted it, put it in the email. Said so. Anyway, okay. What else is running down at us like a freight train?
We've got this whole response to the shooting down in Santa Barbara, where this deranged young man stabbed three of his roommates and killed them, jumped in his vehicle, shot a victim and himself, two people he shot, and then ran over several people with his vehicle. And there's legislation that's coming up, and it seems that there's a slight ray of hope that the members of the legislature, and by that I mean the leadership, the anti-gun leadership, are understanding that we have a mental illness issue. Of course, their response is to come up with a new program that would create a temporary restraining order for gun violence. System, and we're trying to explain to them that would be ineffective because a temporary restraining order would not have prevented this guy from doing what he did under any and all circumstances, because when you request a TRO, the judge has a couple of days to consider it. First, you get your appointment to see the judge. Then he has a couple of days to consider it. If he decides to grant it, then it's reported to the local law enforcement, which could take some time, and then local law enforcement reports it to the Department of Justice so that those people are put on the apps list.
We got about a minute left, Sam.
It creates a window of time where people can commit their crimes. We have laws on the books right now that could be used by law enforcement and mental health officials in order to prevent that from happening and immediately dealing with people who are identified as having mental issues. So, again, we've got plenty of laws on the books that can be used to prevent crime.
Okay.
And we need to enforce them and quit trying to make more laws to cover things that already are covered.
Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California, thanks for the big fight. Now, I want you to go into De Leon's office and remind them that he's representing us up here. I'd love to have him on the show and tell us what kind of things he's going to be doing for Northern California.
I will do that. That's a commitment to you. I will walk up to the good senator and remind him that he's representing everybody. And there's Free Fire Radio up in Reading that have invited him to be on the show, and he should take that opportunity.
All right. Sam Paredes, thank you so much. Gun Owners of California. When we come back, Trish and I got a lot of things to talk about, including the newest poll numbers for President Obama.
And water.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston at the March for Marriage in Washington. This is the second year in a row that defenders of traditional marriage have gathered here in the nation's capital. A rally is about to begin, featuring former Senator Rick Santorum, former Governor Mike Huckabee, and other officials. After the program, participants will march to the Supreme Court in defense of marriage between one man and one woman. I'm Greg Clugston reporting from the March for Marriage. Now here's Bob Agnew with more SRN News.
Thank you, Greg. On NBC's Today Show this morning, it was Secretary of State John Kerry who took exception to assertions that Washington's been too passive in the face of surging terrorism in Iraq.
What the United States is doing is about Iraq. It is not about Maliki. And nothing that the president decides to do is going to be focused specifically on Prime Minister Maliki. It is focused on the people of Iraq.
Meanwhile, the violence in Iraq is pushing U.S. gasoline prices higher during a time of year they would normally be in decline. Michael Green of AAA says that the Iraq oil refinery that's been threatened by the Sunni militants is not actually having any real impact at this point on oil prices.
The refinery in Iraq is just for domestic consumption, which means the attack will not have any real effect on Iraqi oil exports. But it does show that the rebels remain a serious threat and that the Iraqi central government does not really have the situation under control.
The national average of $3.67 a gallon, the highest for this time of year since 2008. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits is at its lowest level in more than 6 years. The Labor Department says weekly applications fell by 6,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 312,000. It's an indication that employers are letting go of fewer workers. On Wall Street, stocks open slightly higher right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling. It's down by right about 20 points. This is SRN News.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring like Quick Click prefinished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand-scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24-month financing is available. But hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends Monday, June 30th.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
A shocking discovery south of the border. Authorities in Mexico confirmed they've exhumed 28 bodies from a ditch in Veracruz.
Assistant Attorney General for Veracruz, Arturo Herrera, confirms the discovery of this killing field and that forensic scientists are trying to identify the corpses. Navy and Marines are guarding the site while work continues. Authorities haven't said who could be responsible for this dumping ground for bodies, but the ultra-violent Knights Templar drug cartel is particularly active throughout the region. More than 80,000 people have been killed in the narcotics-fueled violence. For SRN News, James Bush reporting.
The U.S. Supreme Court says the First Amendment protects public employees from job retaliation when they testify in court about official corruption. The justices ruled unanimously today in favor of Edward Lane, a former Alabama Community College official, who says he was fired after testifying at the criminal fraud trial of a state lawmaker. This is SRN News. An injured German caver trapped 3,300 feet underground for 12 days has finally been rescued.
It's been inch by inch. Johann Westhauser finally saw the light of day after 11 days trapped more than 3,000 feet underground after a rock fall. During his laborious rescue, he's been squeezed through the tightest gaps.
That's the BBC Steve Evans reporting. Major League Baseball pitcher makes history last night. Los Angeles Dodger southpaw Clayton Kershaw pitching the 22nd no-hitter in the franchise's history.
I mean, you don't really ever think about getting to do something like that. So, you always think about winning a World Series or, you know, being a part of that.
But he said the no-hitter is, in his words, pretty cool. Kershaw's victory gave the Dodgers the only two no-hitters in the majors this season. Josh Beckett threw one back on May 25th in Philadelphia. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, so Trish is always here with me.
Good morning. I love Thursdays. It's great in Shasta County.
We like, you know, this for this next hour, we're kind of like on our own here. So we're going to be able to be taking calls, and so people call in with things.
Something
stuck in your craw. Get in here.
It's time.
First, we're going to go and talk to Kathy Lathrop Cummings at Wells Fargo Advisors to see what's going on in Wall Street.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down this morning 25 points at 16,880. The S&P 500 is down fractionally at 1956, and the NASDAQ is down 11 at 43.51. Active stocks today include BlackBerry Limited up $1.05 at $9.34, and Nokia, which is up 2 cents at $7.83. Stocks of local interest, Pacific Gas and Electric is up 21 cents at $47.91, and Bank of Commerce is down 6 cents at $6.44. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices for the 10-year Treasury bond this morning, bringing that yield to 2.55%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 27 cents at $105.86, gold is up 25.10 at $1,297.80, and silver is up 54 cents at $20.33. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy, thanks a lot. And we have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here on KCNR. And they are the ones who are experts, the ones that can help you obtain the information and help you with your investments, help you with all of those things. Right here in town, give them a call at 243-7561. These are people you can trust. You can look across the desk at them. 243-7561. And then head on down to Park Marina Drive, where their offices are. Trish.
66 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 97 today. Low around 63. The winds are dying down. A little warm through the weekend. High 90s, and the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends, our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts, and the number is
365-3783. That was me.
He keeps moving the paper away.
The paper just to see how good you really are reading these things. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Look no further than 555 Cypress Avenue for your next Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, or Honda. Either new or previously owned, plus all they have any number of previously owned vehicles that you might like. Dodge Ram trucks, 2013 and 14 truck of the year. It's never happened before. Plus, their service department is simply outstanding. And guess what's coming up? 4th of July sales, Independence Day from Money Worries. If you go down there, they're going to fix you up at Crown Motors. Reading Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue.
You need to buy a new Dodge truck.
My next truck, I have a Ford F-150. My next one's going to be a Dodge Ram. I've had Dodge Rams. I love Dodge Rams.
I had a Dodge Ram. It was nice.
I tell you what, I could haul two horses up over mountains with a Dodge Ram 1500.
Did they have a hard time standing in the back of the truck?
They could out tow other trucks with no problem. We did weather. Okay, let's talk about the new national poll. Let's just get going here.
Okay,
new national poll from NBC and Wall Street is stuffed with bad news for President Obama.
And it's their polls. These are not conservative polls. No, these are the insiders.
NBC. Well, NBC is not by any means conservative. Wall Street, you could say, is. His job approval rating, 41%, is as low as it's ever been. He's got a lower rating than Bush did after Katrina. Okay, does that tell you anything?
Well, it tells me that how it ever got to be higher than that is hard for me to understand because we knew all this.
40% say the performance of his administration has gotten worse over the past year. Large majorities disapprove how he is handling foreign policy. And a lot of these – and by the way, these numbers came out when they were doing the poll. It was before the Bergdahl exchange, which most people – hate. And then is how people responded. And these are just these numbers there. But when people responded to this question, thinking about the rest of Barack Obama's term as president, do you think he can lead the country and get the job done? Or do you no longer feel that he is able to lead the country and get the job done? 54% of the people polled said Obama cannot lead or get the job done.
The problem with polls is the premise. The question is, do you believe he can no longer effectively lead the country?
That's assuming
that you thought he could effectively run it in the first place.
Well, that's true. But now 84% of Republicans said that. 61% of the independents said that.
And 54% of the Democrats said it.
No, only 20% of the Democrats said it. Yeah, 98% of the Democrats. No. Anyway, the of course, he's not running again, so what does he care? And so he can do a lot of damage in the next 2 years. Except here's the thing. He's got to be able to work with Congress.
He does not.
Well,
that's a false assumption. He has not worked with Congress.
No, I said he's
he
got,
has dismissed if, Congress. If you, he's if gone you, over their head.
If you have a Republican Senate and a Republican House of Representatives, then he's going to have to because they can start defunding things. They've already said they're going to start defunding.
They can, but will they?
Well, they haven't yet, which is another thing. We go back into it. If the Republicans really, really, really disliked Obamacare,
they would have done something about it. They would have defunded it.
Have they tried to defund it?
They keep kind of passing bills and kind of bringing it up. But what you have to understand is every time Senator Cruz or Rubio or any of them, and I'm not good with names, but any of them try to bring something forward, they immediately get beat down by the establishment Republicans, Boehner and John McCain, and these people are just causing trouble, and they need to back off of this, and they need to get serious, and they need to play the game the way the game is playing in Washington, D.C. So are they going to do anything? I don't think so, even if they control the Senate. And I'll say it again. Mr. Obama has not worked with Congress. He has not passed bills through Congress. He's ignoring that branch of the government. He has a pen. He wants to do something. He gets one of his czars, one of his executive offices, IRS, patent office, whatever he wants done, he just has them do it. He doesn't bother going through the process that we've established to run this country. And he hasn't for 6 years. So in my mind, nothing has changed.
So there. Let's take a quick break here because when we come back, I want to talk about how we're being invaded. We talk about what's happening in Iraq and how, at this point, Iran's helping Iraq bring order back in because we can't. The terrible, terrible foreign policy that this country has. But let's talk about what's happening along the border because this is close to home. And there's things going on that I just frankly don't understand. And why hasn't Congress really leaned into this one and the Senate leaned into this one about at least putting more people on the border or the National Guard or something to try and hold back this tidal wave of immigrants that are coming, kids that they're pushing across, and of course, kids, 15-year-olds, and as young as down to two, they're carrying them across. Parents are taking them up, pushing them across because they believe that there's going to be amnesty, even though that there is no amnesty bill, but they believe it. And at the same time, this is going on. President Obama has the Dreamers up at the White House, illegals at the White House, while this whole thing's going on. I mean, is he just totally just thumbing his nose at everybody, or are they really that dumb?
Oh, he knows exactly what he's doing.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, my friends. It is Thursday, June 19th, 8:19 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 66 degrees out there, going up to 97. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 98. Okay, so let me give you this number. This is Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Is your air conditioner working at its highest potential? Are the filters dirty? Are the air ducts kind of messed up? Is there leaking anywhere? Do you have enough refrigerant in there of the right kind? And unless you can answer those questions right now, then you need to call Martin and his people at Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they're there for you. Alliance Heating and Air. All right. Trish Clark, of course, is with me today. It's Thursday. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on the border. You know, they are taking things that are not true in other countries Guatemala, Venezuela, and a couple others out in Central America. They're saying things that aren't true, that nobody said, is that you're going to get amnesty when you walk through here. You're going, you know, all these other things, supposedly. Oh, if you get there, then your parents can come with you. But we need to get the children there because they won't be sending the children back. Well, that part of it seems like that might be true, though, because there's lawyers already lining up saying, oh, no, we got amnesty here. They have crime down there.
Well, and didn't the president, once again, let's go back to Mr. Obama, loosely referred to as the president, didn't he come up with, these are the things that allow you to stay in the United States, and he actually gave them a checklist of the things that they needed to say when they came across the border, and this is what's going to happen. So now he's bringing these people across the border by the truckloads. One thing I've not been able to verify, I thought that it was illegal for a child to come across the border without a patron, a father, a mother, because people were lying. I'm her uncle, I'm her aunt, what have you, come across the border. So
it's illegal across the border anyway.
Well, there you have it. But we're accepting these kids in here
without an adult.
And
we're handing them off to other people that are here illegally, too. That's the other thing. Let's go to the phones here. BC, good morning.
Good morning, guy. Look at that picture there. Something's wrong with that picture when you look at them. There's nobody there that's thin and trim. And if they came for 1,200 miles through Mexico, half of them, they're obese. But think about this. The Guatemalan border, the Mexican-Guatemalan border, there's no way in hell you can get across there unless it's paid for and you're bought off. Because Mexicans do not allow those Guatemalans to come across that short border. They'll shoot them. I know that for a fact.
See, and that's a good point. How are they getting across into Mexico to get here?
Because they're
being trucked.
They're paying off people to do that. You can tell these guys didn't walk that far. They would be, I mean, good grief, look at the pictures of them.
Yes.
And it's all done with those countries. They've gotten together to get this money all shipped back down there, $25 billion, go back to Mexico. Every year, the second GNP for their money they get back in the States. And if they raise the minimum wage here higher, it'll just be more money going back to Mexico. But Mexico's the culprit. They're the ones that can stop this.
They could. Well,
we'll take the rest of my answers on air, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, BC. But recognize Mexico's not doing this just for no reason. They're in cahoots with the Obama administration to make this happen.
We're being overrun right now. I mean, you say, oh, what's overrun? Well, you know, and there's a good letter or an article in the paper today. Oh, we need a path to citizenship. We need all this stuff for immigration. There is. If you look at on the editorial page of the Record Searchlight, somebody has written something there. Says it's a very well laid out plan. You can become a citizen in this country. It's a very well laid out plan. But nobody wants to do that. I have friends that have done that, and it takes some time, and could it be streamlined and all these things? Absolutely. It's a government organization. You know it's screwed up. So you could help that. But to just take thousands in back when Reagan was here, it was 2.5 million. Now they're talking 12 to 14. In another 10 or 15 years, is it going to be 60 million? And that's a good question the guy brings up.
Well, it is. And other countries apply for citizenship. They file their applications. They get a sponsor. They go through the process. They wait until they're accepted into the system. They don't just come over and go across the border.
What is going on with
Why can't
leadership?
We force that with Mexico and South America
Where
and all those other countries?
Where is the leadership in this country that says, enough of this, let's close down the border till we get this under control? Now what Texas is doing in Arizona and New Mexico, I believe, at least Texas, is they're getting ready to surge on the border with their own people.
You know,
he could call the National Guard out and say, I'm going to do this to protect the border. Rick Perry could do this and say, hey, I'm calling up a couple of regiments of National Guard, and we're going to help out here, but we're not going to take these people any longer. We're just going to hold them there. Hey, Mexico, that's your problem. Or if we get them, fine. Put them in a bus, take them across the border again. There you go.
Anyway,
let's go to the phones. Henry.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, sir.
First thing I want to talk about, I understand there's a sale on blood pressure pills down at one of the drugstores. You ought to take a look at that.
You think you need to take a look at it?
I don't need them, Henry. You know why? I have a radio show. I just release all of this. Everything that people are also – people call me upset about this, and I go,
See, I was listening to that comment earlier about that gal from Shasta City or whatever it is up here that's being put up on trial for lying.
Yep.
Well, she's a politician. If that be the case, why isn't all the politicians in the country on trial?
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that because
you put it in writing and filed the paperwork. Yeah. You're just saying it doesn't get you.
It's funny you should say that because there's just been a Supreme Court ruling about that. About lying and politicians, and we'll have some more on that tomorrow. I'll find it later on this morning because I just looked at that and I just said.
If that be the case, it sounds to me like the president really ought to be brought up on trial because every time he opens his mouth, he's lying.
Well, there you have it.
You know the
another
funny
thing that kind of irks me, and I think that. Our congressman ought to be made aware of that, and I'd like to see a bill presented before Congress to do away with presidential decrees, both sides, forever. Everything that's passed has to go through Congress.
Well, he hasn't done anything through Congress, so I'm not sure it would have packed this president because he's done many, many things under executive order or through his czars or other departments that, in fact, under our Constitution, according to law, require the Congress. He just ignores it.
But there is some limitations that they can use a presidential decree or presidential order.
But he's gone way beyond that.
I think that should be taken away totally.
Well, here's what you could do is you defund it. And you say, okay, I'm going to take this million miles of ocean out there, and I'm going to make it into a no fishing, no oil, nothing zone. It's going to be a protected zone. And then the Congress could say, fine, I'm defunding that. And then IRS, when IRS is going after people for certain things like for Medicare or something like that, or, you know, for Obamacare, they defund that part. Oh, you need 150,000 more agents. I'm defunding that.
But they say they didn't do it.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm just saying is that they can defund. They can say instead of the IRS getting, you know, $12 billion this year, you get $10 billion. And that just cuts out everything but basic services and doing certain things. When you start trying to do the extra stuff, it's not going to be there. So you just start chopping away at what it, you know, if anything it takes to make this happen.
Well, but you got to realize politics are politics, and what they do is they put a rider on a bill that the rest of them want passed to fund that stuff. What I'm talking about is the presidential decree in the first place, and every president has used it as far back as I can remember at one time or another, not to the extent that it's used now. But I think that it should be done away with entirely.
Well, that's an idea.
I think that's a great idea, but again, it wouldn't impact this president because he does what he wants to, and he doesn't follow our Constitution or any of the laws anyway.
But just think the next one could be worse.
Charges, but if
Congress has to do that.
Republicans pass that bill.
Okay, Henry.
Thanks, Henry.
Thank you for the phone call. That was Henry. Henry spends a lot of time in Mexico, has a house down there, and loves it down there. He says it feels a lot much safer. And down in the
well,
water.
Absolutely, because all the bad guys are up here in this country.
Okay. Well, they've been driving down California Street. I would tend to agree. California and South Market.
But, you know, to go back to what's happening in Arizona and Texas just for a moment, because they are bringing those in.
Gangs are coming in now.
The gangs are coming in, but you know, the problem is those children are being impacted in a way that they're never going to recover from. If you look at the small children, we're talking 2 and 3 and 4 year old kids who are there without anybody to take care of them. I'm not liberal by any stretch of the imagination. This is a human rights thing. How come the ACLU and all of these tear-jerking people that want to take care of everybody in the world. How come they're not calling these people on bringing them in here and letting those children just be out there on their own?
Because
these children are not being cared for.
They're proxies. They're, you know, well, first of all, the life that should be held, you know, sacred, they're being sacrificed. They're being sacrificed for the future. So they're just going to keep pushing them across because they know the United States will take care of them. That's the point.
Well,
they're feeding them, and this is going to catch up. Don't worry, they're going to be calling in, bringing them to FEMA camps and everything like this, reeducating them. Yes. All right, look, I'm going to take an early break. Sally, hang on until after the break. We're going to take an early break. Come on back, and we'll come back with you. Because there's other things, too, that are going on. Like, did you know that the price index for meats, poultry, and fish and eggs have hit an all-time high in May? And then, I mean...
And the inflation rate is only 2.3, yeah, according to the other statistics.
Since 1967, when the BLS started tracking the measure, the index for meat, poultry, fish, and eggs was 38.1. That was in 1967. As of May, it was 234.572. This is, it's risen 7.7% over the last year.
But the inflation rate is only 2%.
It is absolutely out of, you know, and then, okay, well, I'm going to talk about Iraq when we come back and the impact that on your pocketbook, yes, what could possibly happen. And we'll get to Sally as soon as we get back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, this is KCNR 1460. It is Free Fire Radio. We talk about the things you want to hear. We'll be right back.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Reading. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoke. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Possibly one of the greatest albums ever made.
Are you trying to calm us down?
I'm calm down now.
Welcome to the Sanctuary, California.
You can check in.
You can't check out.
You don't want to check out because everything's given to you. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl's Carl's okay now. He came in and splashed me with that fire extinguisher. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold, it is. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Great haircuts. It's like the Cheers of barbershops. It really is. Great place. If you haven't been there, head on down. It's right across from the subway, right on Athens. You make, you know, across from Crown Motors on that spot on Athens. Just take a left, head on down, and you'll see it. You'll see the subway, and then right across from that is the Cypress Square Barbershop. Great place. Okay, let's go to the phones.
Morning, Sally.
Good morning. Yes, I just wanted to call your last segment. What is being employed here is called the Cloward Piven strategy. And for your listeners who haven't heard of that, Cloward and Piven were two Columbia University professors. And they just happened to be teaching at the same time that Barack Obama was attending Columbia University. And what it is, it's a strategy to overwhelm and collapse an existing government for takeover by another form of government. So if people are interested in looking up that, you can Google it. It's on the Internet everywhere, and it's a well-known strategy to take over existing governments.
And Sally, I have Googled that and looked at it, and it he certainly memorized it well, did he not?
Yes, he did, and he actually taught a class on it at the time.
Yes.
So essentially, what it says is that if you put enough assets there, you're going to be able you overwhelm the government's assets, and then you just essentially it's like human wave charges, essentially,
yep.
Right? Human wave charges.
Yep. And isn't that what's happening here?
Absolutely.
It seems like that 35,000 across the border. And, you know, it's taken Texas. You know, if I had been the Texas governor right then, Perry, the first time when you saw it happening, you saw what was happening with the Border Patrol and you saw what was happening, that nothing was going to happen, I'd have nationalized or I would have called up my National Guard and put them on the border.
Yep.
Just would have done it. Just said, okay, stop this. Stop this. Stop this insanity. All right. Sally, that's a good point.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
You
bye-bye.
Betcha. Okay. Yeah, it's okay. Let's just move on to something.
Move on to something else. Let's
something
you know what? Let's talk just a little bit for a minute about the water issues.
Okay,
I noticed
local,
that the
local water.
Yeah, local
issues, right.
water. I noticed that the Shasta District they finally had a meeting and realized a lot of things about their users in that area, not the least of which is that there's a lot of penalties. They've got some leaks. They've got
some
to look at
people,
some steps.
Some of these people have had $1,000 bills, I mean, in penalties.
Exactly. And you know, we all need to pay attention. We all need to start watching little things like, you know, I even catch myself, and I'm pretty good about it because I've done enough boondocking in RVs that I have myself pretty well trained to not let the water run while I'm brushing my teeth, to not, you know, just needlessly. I do all those kind of things just kind of by rote. But I even find myself letting water run when I shouldn't. Those are big things. You know, you can run down 2 or 3, 4 gallons of water just while you're filling a coffee pot or something. So you need to pay attention to that. Beyond that, though, our water districts have a lot of issues that they need to look at about the condition of our pipes and our holding tanks. All these districts are coming up and finding out that they aren't as secure and they're wasting a lot of water just in the operation.
Well, you know, I think the fact is that we are having a water problem. And then you get into, you know, selling water and all this. But we have to do everything we can to conserve water. You know, I'm talking about this again, too, is this weekend. REU and the water, you know, and the water, they're having this energy fair, 13th annual energy fair. They're going to talk about how to save water, save electricity and all this. But out there, it doesn't do any good because they're already getting fined thousands of dollars and they're going to forgive 33% of it. But that's still thousands of dollars.
Well, and I also want to reiterate that even if you live in the unincorporated area, there's going to be a lot of good information. The rebates won't be effective for you, but at this REU thing that's coming up in the promenade
that's
and
right.
the downtown mall, everybody needs to come there because it's going to be really good information about
yes.
how we can all look at this and do a better job of our resources, even if you don't live in the city of Reading.
And they welcome people in all throughout the North State to come down and because there's going to be vendors here that could help you. Like one example is the solar screens. I'm sold on that. I'm going to go
down. Ooh, I bet somebody's selling insulation.
Well, there is. And so you can come on down this weekend. But I'm going to get solar screens. First of all, I'm going to have them come through the house, tell us everything we need. That could take forever. that these solar screens can take out 90% of the UV rays. And so and you can put them up yourself. I mean, you can just lay them in off and put them up yourself. So
okay, let's go to the phones. We've got Kay on the phone. Good morning, Kay.
You're on, Kay.
Hi. Hi,
hello.
Carl.
Hello, Kay.
Good morning, Kay.
Hi, Trish. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
We're peachy, Kay. How about you?
Oh, fine, thank you. I just wanted to say, Trish, that you're correct. They're not, minors are not supposed to come in unaccompanied by their parents unless they have a letter. And
well, that's what I, you know, again, it's one of those just pesky little laws that we have that they just continue to ignore. But that is...
What's a law? You know, I mean, he has a pen and a telephone, and he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
You know, it's
a pen and a phone. You're exactly right. I'm always continue to be the realist of the world, and I get bogged down by things about laws and our constitution and rules that we're supposed to follow.
You are such a nitpicker.
I know.
You nitpicker, you. And Kay, you expecting people to follow the law? Come on. This is today's society. We just do things that are feeling good, and we're going to take care of everybody, and we're just going to keep taxing until the money runs out, and then what are we going to do?
Well, that's the whole problem with immigration. The immigration officers are not allowed to practice the law, enforce the law.
That's President Obama has said, we're not enforcing those laws, so you just walk away from it.
Well, it's not a new thing. It didn't start with Obama.
Well, that, you know what? That's what we can't forget here. As bad as he is, as much as of a person who said so many things that became totally untrue and continues to be untrue,
it
didn't start with him. It started. I mean, this. You
it
know
got
what?
Worse.
Who gave the first amnesty? Who gave the first amnesty? Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, yeah.
And he didn't shut down the borders afterwards like you promised.
But the reason they didn't, everything in IRCA that had teeth in it was challenged.
Was what?
Was challenged in the courts by the do-gooders.
You're exactly right. And that's a good point, Kay, because the bills as they were put forward, would have worked and would have shut down the borders.
Okay. All right.
But they were challenged in the courts, and most of the good parts were taken out.
Okay, and then as somebody said, too, as Reagan admitted, it was a mistake later on in life. But this is what started it. The thing about it is that we don't have a strong – it appears that our present administration – doesn't have a strong feeling about the protection of the rights of American citizens, both in both nationally and internationally, and the whole thing is it a ploy to bring us down to a level where other people are, where if you talk to people from other countries, they still look at as America as the shining city on the hill.
Well, no, they don't, and that's the sad part.
Well, the one I've talked to a lot of them that absolutely believe that, but. That don't live here.
But the thing of it is that they act, the liberals, I mean, the leftists act as though we're the only country in the whole world that, you know, you have to jump through all these hoops in order to come here. Have you tried to go to Canada? Have you tried to go to Mexico?
You
have you
can't
tried to
do
go
that.
To any other country in the world?
No other country allows people to come in.
I want to go to Mexico and have them put me on state aid, and I want them to teach. I want to go to the universities. I want them to teach me in English.
Yeah, they might
in
put
English.
You on state aid, but you'll be
in a little
4x4 square box.
Ask the Marine that they've had down there. They've been holding that President Obama has done nothing to get out. He gets out an accused deserter.
Right.
From the Taliban, and yet he can't get a Marine, a former Marine who has made a wrong turn, as everybody has said. It was a wrong turn. It was a mistake. He can't get him out of a Mexican prison, and he can't just go to the president of Mexico and say, hey, how about give me this guy back?
But
and I smelled a rat when I heard that from the first thing I heard about that deserter being released. And then on top of that, with the five top people being released from Guantanamo, I mean, that just didn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense to most of the American public. It was a huge mistake on the Obama administration's part.
But that's done and over with. It's done and over with. We're not talking about
that
anymore.
They're back. They're
and, and did anybody hear the rumor that he, in fact, has released 12 more from Guantanamo?
I haven't heard that. Hey, we got to take a break.
Well, I heard that they were talking about it. I hadn't heard that it had been done, but...
Okay.
Well, we won't know about it until they're gone and gone.
We really appreciate your phone call, though.
Oh, well, keep up the good work, both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kay.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, a couple other things I want to talk about. Of course, we're going to talk about Iran and the impact it's going to have. I mean, sorry, Iraq and the impact it's going to have on your pocketbook. The other thing I want to talk about, you know, people buy advertising on radio and TV based on ratings. Even though that we all know it's an antiquated system, especially the Arbitrons, but Arbitrons was bought by Nielsen. I want to talk about how Nielsen has got egg all over its face out of a huge market in L.A. over two people and the impact two people had on the ratings. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Cypress or Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hey, honey, our spa was delivered today. Want to hop in?
Wait, a spa?
Yeah, they made it easy. Shasta Spas and Barbecues offer maintenance, chemicals, covers, and parts. All made in America.
I love that. Hey, do they offer veteran and senior discounts?
Yep. Now can we go in the spa?
I'm in. Oh, where'd the gazebo come from?
I was on a roll. Tomorrow we can go back and get a fire table. Shasta Spas and Barbecues, 1872 Buenaventura, just a half a mile west of Highway 273. Call 241-3100 or go online to ShastaSpasAndBarbecues.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training. 999-1822 or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews and register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya, Bermuda, Bahama.
And you got me on that theme, right?
I know, because we were talking about heading down there, right?
I'm ready.
Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Oh, yeah, been down there.
Hey, this is sounding good.
That's where you wanna go.
This gives Carl a chance to find his paperwork.
You know what? I have totally
my going in the other direction.
Keep going, guys. So,
second chorus.
Oh,
this is great.
Here's what happened. I got it now.
Okay, okay, we're good to go.
We're good to go.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm sorry. I am so organized here that when the name of the organization we're getting ready to talk about had fallen out of the folder, you know, that little marker on the folder?
Mm-hmm.
I just kept going past it. But I shouldn't have, because this is Sharon Clark. I just
and saw Home Helpers.
Sharon, just saw Sharon yesterday. Sharon is so pumped up about Dancing with the Stars. It is unbelievable.
She's pumped up.
Oh, she's always pumped up. Sharon Clark is always pumped up. And I tell you what, she is so proud of this Dancing with the Stars, but she is additionally just as proud as all of her people that are helping her in her business of Home Helpers. Every one of her caregivers, and I've met a lot of them at a function one time. Background check, drug screen, bonded and insured. She's there, and Sharon herself will do a personal in-home consultation to see what kind of help you would need for your seniors, for your parents, for your kids. Is it a daily thing? Is it a weekly thing? What can she do to help? Give her a call at 226-8350 and check out readyhomehelpers.com. This Dancing with the Stars takes a lot of time and, you know what, not just effort but money. And,
you know, and
it's there to help one safe place.
We talk about so much negativity, it seems like, when we get in this show. And I just want to make a point out of
only when you're here. Only when you're here.
Home Helpers is a perfect example of capitalism at its very best. She saw a need. She created a business 10 years ago that has blossomed. All about true entrepreneurship and creating jobs. I don't know how many people she has employed for her now, but that's a true example of the American dream still can come true in Shasta County.
Something's happened to my computer. Anyway, you're right. You're absolutely right. Now, let's talk about Lois Lerner and the IRS in the last few minutes here, and we'll get to other things. But Lois Lerner.
Lost all the emails.
Well, she didn't lose them. The IRS
They're just
lost
gone.
Them. They took the 2011 emails, all these emails from this time frame. It seems like the hard drive crashed. And, oh, by the way, we've recycled that hard drive, so we can't
actually
get it.
Actually ran over by a truck.
It was run over. And not only that, there's a gorilla in the Washington, D.C. Zoo and the National Zoo there.
And he stomped on it.
Did the Samsonite thing?
It in the Samsonite bag, and he crashed it all around. He took it out, and they fed it to one of the hyenas, who then chewed it up and defecated in this one area where the monkeys then threw the poop out, and it's scattered throughout
idea who she sent any of those emails to.
You know what?
Because they suffered worse consequences.
That was 2011. And, you know, it's like she says, well, stuff happens. Yeah, it happens. But, you know, the funny thing about it is Lois Lerner, who is
– you have a weird mind,
there
Carl.
Were six other people also lost theirs, too. Oh, my God. All of them at the same time?
Oh, and no Carbonite, no backup system.
No cloud.
No cloud.
No
None of that was in the system.
Nothing.
Isn't that amazing?
We don't need that. We don't.
But you know what?
That.
What difference does it make?
It doesn't. It makes no difference. Why does it make no difference?
Well, because it just doesn't matter. They weren't doing anything wrong. Obama said there is absolutely nothing going on over at IRS.
Hey, you know what? Dog ate it. You know, that's a good one. Dog ate all the hard drives. It's a big dog. This is, the big dog. You know, did somebody say that Do you ever read these, like the Onion, the Daily Onion or something like that? They come up with all these headlines and absolutely fake stories. I mean, fake stories.
Which the next day turn up in Chinese media as fact.
It turns out, fact. It's like, you know, like...
The reality is, though, that
Obama renames dog Reagan. That was a good one. Anyway, all right.
The reality is that, in fact, though that targeting is going on, we're supposed to be having a special hearing.
Yes.
It's another thing that's gone by the wayside. Are any of these hearings actually... let me just rephrase. We have representatives in Congress. We control the House. We are by Republicans. We keep talking about Obama doing all these things, and we got to go back and say the Republicans have had opportunities to do things.
They have.
They have not done them.
They haven't.
They have not taken advantage of anything that they've been handed. And every time we have somebody who comes up, such as Rubio or Ted Cruz or any of the Tea Party far right Republicans that we have elected to go in there and change things, we have the people at the top who continue to beat them down and say, no, 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 no. You're making waves. You can't
Lindsey
do that.
Lindsey Graham. John McCain.
So when are we, the people, going to decide that we send those people there to do a job and we need to get behind them and support them when we send them there and demand that this Republican Congress do their job? They're as bad as the Democrats at this point.
I'm not disagreing. You know, when you look at the popularity of the Congress, it is not since I've been in this business of how long have I been in business? 5-6 years. I mean, I never really paid attention before that. I mean, I voted. I kept up on what the issues, and I voted. But I was in the service where I was contracting and all that and living all the world. But since I've been following it, the Congress has never had more than like 12% approval rating. 12%. That means that 82% or 83% of the people or 88% of the people in this country think they're doing a bad job. This is all of them. I mean, this is Democrats and Republicans.
But we continue to send them back year after year.
And we keep reelecting the same people.
We had a congressman here.
This is insanity.
We had a congressman here from 1985 until just recently. But Wally Herger, Wally was a Republican, good guy, nice guy, who constantly said, I don't do pork. I'm not bringing pork back to my district. And we went round and round on these issues when he would never sign the pork for, you know, you'd go in there and you'd have a bill, you wanted a bridge, you wanted this or that. Wally steadfastly said, I don't do pork. I reminded him on many occasions, but Wally, you vote for the budget every year, which has all of this pork for every other district but yours.
We want
you
our
say
pork.
You don't do pork, but yet you vote for the budget every year that has nothing but pork. Aren't you doing pork for other people? I mean, where do you draw the line? Where is your conscience that says, I'm not voting for this budget because we're spending money on things we shouldn't be spending them on? Whoever we elect back there goes back. They get into the system. This is how it's played. This is how it's done. They forget all the promises they made to us. We, the people, never pay any attention to how they vote once we put them there. We just say, well, this Republican seat is filled by a Republican. We just continue to send them back there. Democrats do the same thing. 500 and some people that make up the Supreme Court, the Congress, and the presidential thing, they're controlling this country, and millions of us are just letting them do it.
Yep. Hello.
What do we do about that?
Well, it's easy. You vote them all out of a job.
But you have to get more than 18% of the registered voters involved make a difference.
No, you don't. You only need 18 people, 18%, because if they're the ones that vote, they are the ones that swing the big
stick. Well, then we need to get them educated and get them to do something.
Imagine this. This is one of the things we talked about, this nirvana in the sky. What if we organize all the veterans up here in the North State? How about in just Shasta County, organize the veterans? We would have anybody that we wanted elected, the veterans would say, we want this guy, this girl. We don't want this guy or this guy.
Let's just throw a fence around this county and just.
I'm just saying, veterans ever got their stuff together and got and
it's not unprecedented, Carl. Trish, you recall when the Veterans Cemetery was in the planning stages, the 30 some odd different veterans organizations, which had been kind of competing and at odds with each other, all came together and made the
Veterans
cemetery
Affiliated
happen.
Council.
Yes.
Well, that was one of those things that it was that
it was
they
great
get
to
together.
See.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
hey.
In fact, so it can happen, right. And we the people can take back this country.
All right. All right. We've run out of time. Trish, thanks for being here.
I enjoyed it.
I knew
we
you.
Kind of rambled. I hope everybody else enjoyed it.
Well, it was kind of an open line day. A lot of people
Absolutely.
Called. And we've got a lot of comments in here. Hey, tomorrow we've got Vint Stevens coming on. Vint. And Vint is a heads up to the Downtown Business Association, former Marine. But he's got a lot of ideas about things happening downtown, what we can do about bringing business into town, all of these things tomorrow on the show. And what's good for Reading?
So I would like to see more things like Kahuna's, which, in spite of a terrible location, is being very successful.
Well, you know what? Kahuna's, a place to go down. That's a Mongolian barbecue. We had them on the show. Good people.
Yeah. Well, that is arguably one of the worst places in town to try to set up a business, and they are busy every day.
Well, you know what? That must mean the food's good.
Yes.
And it is bad. And why is it bad? Because it's next to that hotel that takes the dregs of society in there. That is.
Well, it's between two such locations.
You're right, but they're still in there. But they keep
and where are we talking? Where is
this? Is right down on California
South Market Street,
South
across
Market.
From Mallory's Flowers,
right there.
Okay.
It used to be Eddie's or something like that, and it was something
it's
before
it's
that.
It's been in several incarnations,
but this
yeah.
one this one looks like they got a shot at it. Good food and good prices there.
Yeah, and
Mongolian barbecue, and that's why Bob comes in and he's got chopsticks in his hair and rice on his chest.
I
next
I,
to his green head set.
We got to go.
Always an honor and a pleasure.
Well, I won't remember, the good guys against the bad guys, my friends. Which are you?
Miss a day, miss a lot.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He's been meeting with his national security team, and within the hour, President Obama is expected to release a statement on Iraq. Among those who will be listening closely, Senator John McCain.
President of the United States goes for fundraising and golfing, and now is fiddling while Iraq burns.
Earlier on NBC's Today Show, Secretary of State John Kerry, he says the president hasn't ruled anything out when it comes to a response to the Iraq crisis.
Nothing is off the table. All options are still available to the president.
The administration has been weighing whether to press Iraq's Shiite prime minister to step down in a bid to prevent disgruntled Sunnis from igniting a civil war. Central South Dakota has been slammed by a swarm of tornadoes. Twisters inflicted heavy damage on several towns.
Went to the basement and sat there for a few minutes.